Welcome to the Farmer's Calendar essay for February 2007. This month's essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Most of us are familiar, either by experience or information, with the winter doldrums, a pervasive state of midwinter depression, fatigue, and low energy. Today, of course, this condition has a fancy medical name, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, SAD, get it? By whatever name, it's a fact of life for millions in the North, and its etiology is unclear. Professor Bernd Heinrich of the University of Vermont lately proposed an ingenious theory to explain the winter blues. They are frustrated hibernation. Many northern mammals, when winter food runs low, can slow their bodily processes down and enter a torpid state that amounts to a more or less deep sleep. In the depths of winter, men and women, also mammals, wish to do the same. Their minds and bodies respond to winter with an impulse toward hibernation, but being human, they can't sleep the winter away. Hence the winter doldrums, a vestigial remnant of an adaptive hibernation response, as the professor writes. It's a persuasive idea, but there are alternatives. The hypothesis seems to be that we're adapted to hibernate and go into the dumps at this time of year because we have to work instead. But couldn't it be that what we're adapted to and denied is not a long nap in a cold cave, but a week at the beach in latitudes where hibernation isn't necessary?
That's a question for us all to ponder, Castle. Thank you very much. This essay also appears in the 2007 Old Farmer's Almanac. I'm Janice Stillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Thank you for listening and have a great day.